Colorado Republican Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell will retire at the end of this year. With his ponytail and motorcycles, he's not a typical sight in the Capitol. Senator Campbell took time to talk to NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook, and she's here now to tell us what he's really like.
You got it, though, Madeline. I gotta say, with the ponytail and the motorcycle, it says a lot. Leather jacket, string tie. I asked him, though, if his whole point, if what he wanted to do was shake things up on the Hill. And this is what he said.
Well, I never meant to be different. I just didn't think because I got elected to the U.S. Senate, I should have to change from what I was before. A lot of senators feel they have to look senatorial based on somebody else's idea of what looks senatorial. And if you just conjure up the image of a senator, you see a man in a dark blue suit with a red tie, perhaps, got a cell phone in his ear, and that's just not me. It never was me. And I think that too many senators feel boxed in, that they have to conform to that image that somebody else thinks senators are supposed to look like.
So, Andrea, aside from the looks, on the inside, is he as iconoclastic?
Ben Nighthorse Campbell's office is covered with memorabilia from the most fascinating career I think I've ever seen up here. I mean, this guy was on the 1964 U.S. Olympic judo team.
Judo.
He served in the Korean War. He's one of 44 chiefs of the Northern Cheyenne tribe. He's got a ceremonial pipe. He's got tribal headdresses. Most of them were gifts. Most of the stuff was gifts. And there are some things that he says he doesn't even know where they came from.
I like that carving in the back there. I found it in front of my door one morning when I came to work with a little note that there were some man that was very proud that I was elected as an American Indian. That's some Indian artist carved that and just left it here. And from a value standpoint, it's probably over what they call a gift ban, but I don't even know who left it here, so I don't know what to do with it, so it just stays here.
What does he point to as his highlights, his major achievements during his career in the Senate?
One of the things he's most proud of is some legislation, sort of a project he started working on in his very first term in Congress. He was a congressman before he was a senator, and that is establishing a National Museum of the American Indian as part of the Smithsonian Institution. This new museum is now set to open this fall. So work on this has really spanned his entire 17-year career. Ben Nighthorse Campbell has been a symbol now for American Indians in the federal government. He says, you know, he is in many ways the representative. And now that he's leaving, one of the things he told me is that in some ways that's been really difficult for him.
It's just impossible to fix one person to fix all the problems that Indian people face. We have a higher unemployment than any ethnic group in America. On any given reservation, it's 50% or more, and some are into the 80s. We have a high suicide rate among teenagers, a high drug abuse rate, a high incarceration rate. I've done my best to try to help in all those areas. I try and make sure that every bill that goes through here has an Indian component, whether it's a highway bill or a health bill or a national defense bill, or there's an Indian component so that they're treated equally with the states. Hopefully somebody else will run now that will have the same commitment to trying to help Indian people as I did.
And is there anyone waiting in the wings, anyone from the American Indian constituency who could run?
You know, up until just a couple weeks ago, Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell had been saying he was going to run a vigorous campaign and you know, do another six-year term in the Senate. But the thought is that going into the hospital week before last really changed a lot of things for him, and realizing how much stress he was under. And he came out, surprised everybody, that he decided not to run again. And so there are a bunch of Democrats and now some Republicans jumping into the race down in Colorado, hoping to change the stakes of both of their parties in the Senate.
Well, thanks so much, Andrea, for that interesting report.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook.